Welcome to our paranormal afterlife.
This is episode 141 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Elizabeth Boyson and Anne-Marie Taplin's book, Shining Light, Parents Speak, Wisdom and Inspiration from Helping Parents Heal Leaders. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the authors kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from Chapter 2, which is called Sensing Your Child's Presence by Dolores Cruz. And this is what she has written. Our children have graduated from Earth School, but they are not far away. They are in a different realm, dimension, or vibrational reality that many of us cannot detect with our five senses. However, a sixth sense and other ways to perceive them can come into play. This chapter answers the question, how have you learned to optimally sense your children's living presence? Members of Helping Parents Heal have shared how their kids communicate through a vast array of signs, a bird, a license plate, song on the radio, touch, or whisper. These connections are easily dismissed by people who have no need for them and consider them to be mere coincidences. But those of us who have had these pleasantly surprising signs and synchronicities have no doubt they are from our children. There is an unexplainable resonance that accompanies these validations. When you know, you know. The following accounts of 130 affiliate leaders and caring listeners interviewed are just a small sampling of those told by many thousands of members of Helping Parents Heal. This book offers an excellent representation of the continued connections we have with our children. They are always with us because love never dies and the relationship continues. To learn more about the life and passing of these children, see Tribute to Participating Parents and Children at the end of the book. And so here are some examples. She said to me once, I'm going to send you a rainbow. There are no clouds in the sky, but by the time I got home, maybe 3 minutes later, my husband said, there's a rainbow outside, and it's not even raining. A very common sign from our loved ones is through the natural world. Birds, butterflies, feathers, clouds, rainbows, heart-shaped rocks, to name a few. It's not that our children become the bird or butterfly, rather they are able to somehow influence nature signs to show up for us at just the right time. Our children are also able to nudge us to look out the window at the right moment to see the rainbow or the heart-shaped cloud or rock. Chris R's son, Sean, communicated with his parents right away after his transition from Earth at age 23. On the night we decided to discontinue Sean's life support, we left the hospital and sat out on the patio. As the sun went down, illuminated over the hospital, the sky looked just like a giant pair of angel wings. We always called him our angel boy, and his middle name was Gabriel. Speaking about his son Kevin, who changed worlds at age 19, Tom M. says with amazement, one time he even created a full, ripe yellow lemon on a lemon tree within a couple of weeks. It usually takes 4 to 12 months for a lemon to sprout and mature. Amy gets signs from her son Chris, who crossed over at age 21. He still shows signs. He comes more with animals. A bird will follow me while I'm walking, or a squirrel will run up, look at me and not move, turn around and then look at me again for another minute or so, and then take off. Christina, who passed on at age 17, sent her mum Tava a gift that put her belief in motion. Christina was a math and science person, and so the way she did things, she would put things in my life that were kind of strange and unusual, and had me take note of them, and then they would all come together in a moment. The first time this happened was a few months after she transitioned. It all came at a moment where I felt the peace that passes all understanding. I was sort of a Christian. I went to church a few times a year, but I was not already into spirituality. She continues, so when I fell on the ground outside my front door and this butterfly swirled around my head twice, I just put my hand up and said, Christina, thank you. Oh my gosh, you're here. Once that happened, it allowed me to accept every little thing that she sends. The biggest aha moments were when my body chemistry actually changed after she came through me. I felt this incredible sense of love and peace that I had never experienced before. Deb N. knows that it helps to keep in communication with her son Dean, who changed worlds at age 24. I love getting signs from Dean, and I always thank him. His ability to provide them is just incredible. On Thanksgiving Day, I was out in my mother-in-law's backyard overlooking the Pacific, and this hummingbird was flying around as the sun was setting. I said, Dean, it would be really nice if you could help me out here and let me take a picture of that hummingbird in front of the sunset. The little hummingbird landed on top of a bush lined up with the sun and sat there for 10 minutes as the sun set. That's the kind of thing that he's really responsive to. I just believe it. It's a choice, and it takes time to get there. But I know he's here, and I recognize it. Ask him for signs, and he shows up with them. Linda O, David's mom, finds joy in the signs he brings. Signs include seeing his face in the clouds, rainbows, and having butterflies suddenly land on me. It just fills my heart with love. David crossed over at age 28. Annie heard from her son Anthony very quickly after he changed worlds. The day after he transitioned from Earth, I opened my curtains and there was a massive heron on the roof opposite. I live in suburbia. It's not as if it's just a woodland. Then there were buzzards. Some people used to call me the crazy bird lady. Just knowing that our children still exist, that they're still here, is an absolute lifeline. Nicholas sent his parents, Conrado and Paola, a surprise visitor. His dad tells us, this has been mind-blowing from day one when we were in our house crying because this guy from school called us up. They wanted a photo of Nicholas wearing the Torrey Pines colours, and the mascot is the falcon. I was crying upstairs, and Paola came upstairs to ask, what's the matter? What's the matter? I replied, I'm looking for a photograph with Nicholas wearing falcon colours. She started crying too. But while going through the photographs, a falcon landed within 10 feet of our fence and just looked at us. We both stopped crying and just stared at it. That was the beginning of our journey. One way Michelle T's daughter Jordan stays in touch is by phone. She has sent me text messages. I got a message just last week from her in the Notes app on my iPhone. So she's pretty powerful and she is loving her life. Judy's niece, Carly, also communicates with her through the phone. Shortly after Carly's transition to spirit, I came home from Irene's house exhausted. At about 11 o'clock at night, I was alone and texted Carly on my phone. Please help me. Help your mum. I don't know what to do. Then I fell asleep, but there was a message when I woke up. Heaven looks a lot like the Mall. I knew it was Carly, so we started this communication. Carly went home at age 24. Margaret felt she had an after-death communication with her child. On the night of the accident, there was a phone call. Unknown caller came up for the caller ID. When I picked up the phone, there was no one speaking, just static. This happened at 3:30 in the morning. Looking at the police report, I realized my son had reached out to me at the time of his accident. Josh is an amazing communicator, says Andy about his son, who moved into the next realm at the age of 20. In fact, on the day of his viewing, he messed with the audio-visual system in the funeral hall. He loved to be behind the camera and never wanted to be in front of it, so he messed with the AV. It worked before his viewing and it worked after, just not during. He also messed with the lights in the room. Okay, so today I was reading from Elizabeth Boyson and Anne-Marie Taplin's book, Shining Light Parents Speak, Wisdom and Inspiration from Helping Parents Heal Leaders. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On our Paranormal Afterlife Patreon, When you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is now a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And just so you know, if you're a patron, you get a 25% discount when you book a past life regression session with me. And I'm offering a free consultation call, which can be booked on my website. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.